Point 3. The massive plug hole you can see at the right-hand side of the dam is the reservoir overflow. At 25 metres deep, this ensures that the reservoir cannot flood the surrounding area when full. The water is diverted under the dam wall to the boathouse, where it's slowed down and flows into the Coquille River. The dam itself is an earth dam which crosses the Coquille River. In an earth-filled dam, a cut-off trench is needed below the dam to prevent water from seeping under the dam and moving it. Started in 1923, it was expected to take 4 years to complete, but difficulties arose when it took an extra 6 years to reach solid rock. Several problems were found. The first was that the subsoil was unstable wet silt, and the second, that the solid bedrock, which was originally hoped to be found at 15 metres, was not found until a maximum depth of 60 metres was reached. The solution to these problems was to sink shafts lined with cast iron into the ground 11 metres apart by working in compressed air. These shafts were then used to pump out the water from the waterlogged silt. The shafts were connected by a trench, which was then filled with concrete to withstand the tremendous pressure exerted by the waterlogged earth outside. Above the dam trench, a watertight core wall of puddle clay was painstakingly built up layer by layer to prevent seepage of water throughout the dam. The clay was excavated from a site known as Claylands, about 2.8 kilometres south of the reservoir, and brought to the on-site pug mill, where the clay was crushed and ground up to get rid of any small stones and make it thoroughly watertight. Gangs of labourers called clay puddlers walked up and down to flatten the clay and further remove all the air, making it watertight. This was tough work, with the puddler being paid 2 pence per hour. The men had to wear special boots with steel toes and heels, which were coated in Vaseline each night to prevent their boots sticking in the clay. The Binion Tunnel, which is located approximately 1.4 kilometres from where you're standing and can be reached by following the Orange Trail, was the next stage of the Mourne Scheme, designed to divert water from the Annalong River into Silent Valley. Started in 1950, two teams worked tirelessly on the tunnel from either side of the Binion Mountain, using dynamite to blast the rock and candles and string to ensure they were blasting in a straight line. The tunnel itself is 2 metres high and 2.4 metres wide and can carry 90 million gallons of water from the Annalong River into the Silent Valley Reservoir. The tunnel was completed in 1952, when the two teams from either side met in the middle just 5 centimetres apart, a great feat considering the simple tools and equipment available for the time. Unfortunately, after the completion of the tunnel, there still wasn't enough water, and the final stage of the Mourne Scheme was the building of the spectacular Ben Crom Dam in 1954. Unlike the earth dam at Silent Valley, Ben Crom was constructed of concrete and is a mass gravity dam depending on its own weight for stability. If you have the time, the 5 kilometre walk to Ben Crom following the Orange Trail is well worth it, as the views from the top of the impressive dam are quite breathtaking. When you're ready, we'll pick up again at the other side of the dam following the yellow trail to point number 4.